Sundry, a former treasurer of the Sundry Community Vent Society charged in 2018 with breach of public trust, was last year sentenced for fraud and ordered to pay restitution in the amount of $3,700. However, Robin Strub, who at the time of her arrest was living in Caroline, had as of just a few weeks ago paid back only $850. Leah Evanochko, the nonprofit organization's current treasurer, wrote by email in response to questions. The number of hours, if any, that Strub has completed toward fulfilling the court-ordered community service, as well as how long she has to finish repaying restitution, are not known. Asked whether the society was content with the court's decision or whether perhaps the outcome fell short of expectations, Evanochko said, "Of course we would have liked to have all of the money returned and some follow-up on the community hours she was supposed to be putting in, just for our own satisfaction." In July of 2018, the Sundry RCMP had received a complaint from the society regarding concerns about fraudulent use of the organization's funds by Strub. The society, which provides for seniors, among other local groups and demographics, a variety of transportation services to, for example, reach appointments, events, as well as field trips, had compiled and submitted financial information to police indicating that about $6,300 had been spent by the former treasurer on unauthorized expenses, including personal payments for cell phone bills and fuel, between April and June of 2018. It's pretty severe when it does get brought to the police, Sergeant Joe Mandel, who then was serving the Sundry RCMP department as a corporal, said at the time. In response to emailed questions following up on the case, a clerk with Alberta Court Checks recently told the Albertan that a charge of theft of more than $5,000 was withdrawn on April 15, 2021. However, Strub was sentenced over several other charges, including fraud under $5,000, along with a two-year probation, as well as an order to complete 240 hours of community service and to pay back the society $3,700 in restitution.